Fuck.
Fuck, is it too loud?
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Family Mart Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay. You know what it is.
We're going to, no, we're not going to do that. Never mind. I was going to do an ad for Blue Chew, but what? No.
But go buy it, though.
If you do know what Blue Chew is, me and Jay are thinking about taking it before we record a podcast. So if you think that sounds fun, let us know. Let us know on the new website.
On the new website we just fucking created.
What's it called, bro?
It's familymartpodcast.com.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
F-A-M-I-L-E podcast.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Butchered.
You know how to spell that shit. Look at our name on the podcast and go check it out. We spent all night last night,
Getting frustrated,
and it's finally up, so you can go there and check us out.
Yeah, that's where you can go if you want to sponsor the fucking pod.
Yeah, sponsor the pod. Shout out to everybody that's been going to Family Mart and taking pictures and sending it to us. We love pictures like that, so.
Yeah, that's the coolest support so far.
And I think Jay is actually going to Japan next month.
Maybe.
Maybe.
In the works. Huh?
Nothing. I wasn't saying nothing.
Yeah, you did.
Oh. Are you going?
You're going.
No, I want to, bro. But, you know, I got the big GMA at the house, so.
Big time.
I got to take care of G. I would be kind of cool, though, to, like.
Bring GMA?
Yeah, to, like, put her in, like, a little Tamagotchi thing. And, like, and bring her overseas.
You're just, like, watching her from a drone?
That would be kind of cool. Like, you could take your loved ones in, like, a small little packet thing. And take care of them digitally.
Yeah, just add water.
Yeah, that would be kind of hard, bro.
That'd be kind of hard.
Literally, that would be fucking difficult to do.
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard. Like, fuck that.
What do you think about friends? Right, friends, acquaintances that ask for free stuff, specifically from your own business. How do you feel about that?
It feels I feel like it's trapping me, you know what I mean? Whether I say, if I say no, then it's like, fuck you, I thought we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
If I say yeah, I'm taking it ill. You should have just let me give it to you.
Yeah. So but, you don't really like being asked in general for free stuff. Like, as far as if we're specifically talking about Negative Plus, your clothes... If people ask you for free clothes, you don't necessarily
want
to be in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know how to work around that yet. Yeah. Just auto reply. Go on the website.
Do you have a hard time saying no?
Yeah, in general, I think.
Me too. But I don't necessarily think. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't think having a hard time saying no means you're a pushover. I think the only time you can consider yourself a pushover is if you. Let people cross boundaries that you set. So if you don't really have boundaries,
oh, I see,
of crossing that and being disrespected,
yeah,
then you can never really be taken advantage of or be considered a pushover.
Yeah, because you're like, I didn't have a boundary in the first place.
Right.
Maybe I should set some. No free shit.
Yeah, no free shit, guy. Stop asking Jay for free stuff.
Dude. Yeah, it was so weird. Like, why'd you ask me?
But what I was telling Jay was the fact that he's actually asking for the product means that he likes it. Just because he's asking for it for free doesn't necessarily take away from the fact that he likes the clothes.
Okay, so my biggest thing coming out of this, right? Okay, so someone asked me, and then I was like, okay, I considered it. I was like, yeah, fuck it, why not? I need some exposure for sure. And then I checked, and I was like, this person doesn't even follow the freaking Instagram.
I don't know.
How much do you really fuck with it?
How much are you guys really friends, though, you know?
You know, there's, like, friends, and then there's, like, yeah, we're friends.
Oh, here's something I gotta ask. Do you think this is a valid test to see if you guys are really friends?
Oh, right? I have a test, too.
Okay. So when you think about... When I say the word friends, I'm sure a bunch of people come to mind, right?
Yeah.
But here's a true friend test. If you are both in the car driving and it's one, hard to continue a conversation,
uh-huh.
And two, it's hard for it to be silent in the car, that immediately says that you guys aren't friends.
Yeah. So if you're feeling that, you to you, we're not friends.
We're not friends, right?
Okay.
Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. Yours is actually really similar to mine. So
okay,
it's
let's
like,
hear it.
All right, like, would you pick up someone from the airport?
Yeah.
If you say yeah, that's a friend.
Yeah. I can
nah,
see that.
Not friends.
Not a friend.
I'm not picking your ass up, dude.
I feel you.
Go all the way to McCarran.
Are you thinking about, you're also taking into account the drive to their destination, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the equation.
Yeah, and then I guess it ties into yours, whereas you both got to be in the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, the car, like, I don't know, it's funny that we both thought of, like, at
the
least
car.
The car, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think that's the true test to see if somebody really is your friend or not, because if you can't sit in the car and have a normal conversation or even have a conversation at all, are you guys really friends? I don't think so. And if you're listening to this with somebody who you thought was a friend in your car and you guys are not going to have a conversation after, then maybe you guys aren't friends.
If you're listening to this and you're picking up someone from the airport and you think the conversation's going to go weird, play the fucking podcast.
Yeah, play the pod, bro. Play the podcast.
And y'all could listen to this and then get awkward.
is 21 Savage, out, is he free?
Yeah, he's out. I think since Wednesday?
Since Wednesday.
Or
and
Tuesday,
he's in America now.
Yeah, he's in America.
Nice.
Out of the ICE.
And I think, you know what? I was telling you this before. I think this arrest actually might have given him more respect.
Yeah, I was seeing like some of the response and like him getting out and shit, and there's a lot more respect for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because first of all, getting locked up gives you some street cred, and second of all,
big cred.
Being from another country that has a different accent kind of gives you even more respect.
He's like, girls will look at him like, man, he's foreign.
Yeah, he's foreign.
Got
dude.
The foreign.
Wait, so if you're foreign, then whipping a foreign would be completely, like, that saying is completely different for you.
Yeah, I'm whipping domestic.
Yeah.
Hop at that motherfucking domestic.
You're like, where are Porsches made?
Germany, I believe.
Germany, so if you're German and you're whipping a Porsche, technically you're whipping a domestic.
Yeah.
Damn,
this is some normal shit, too.
That's kind of a mind, a
is
mind
it,
fucker.
Okay, is it Porsche or Porsche?
I've heard both. I've heard Porsche and Porsche.
Like, what's that car show?
CES?
I don't know. Import Tuner or something?
That's literally the only convention that I know of, CES. I don't even know what it stands for.
Oh, Top Gear.
Oh.
Those dudes are English, and I think they say Porsche.
Nice. Well, I mean, they're closer to Germany than we are, so they might know a lot more than us.
Yeah, across the pond.
Yeah, across the pond, fam.
Pond de river.
Let's talk about... You're talking to your mom in a certain voice.
Because
I know you saw me write this, bro. And I know you know what I'm talking about. So for people out there that don't understand, I've been doing my own research on this, right?
Okay.
Personal research. And I pay attention to how people talk to their moms. Myself included. I'm not excluded from this at all. When people talk to their moms, they usually have like...
There's a mom voice.
They're having a whiny voice.
Yeah.
It's like a higher pitched, semi-annoyed.
It's like
and you're not even
forceful.
You're not even necessarily annoyed. It just sounds like you're annoyed and you're speaking to your mom.
Yeah, it sounds annoyed like when I hear other people use it.
Mm-hmm.
Try do it right now.
Jay, come on, bro.
Nah.
No, I can't really do it on the spot. I gotta call my mom in here.
You gotta pretend I'm your mom.
No, but you know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
it, get,
yeah.
It gets kind of whinier.
Yeah.
And you just sound like a little bitch when you
that shit is so funny.
Yeah, because
like
it's true,
hearing
right?
other people's is yeah, because it's so true.
Yeah,
it's like, dog, why are you annoyed right now?
Yeah,
and it's like some simple
some
shit you're talking about.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and your mom could just be asking like, where you put this one thing, and then yeah. you're just like, you're so upset that she's asking you where you put that one thing.
I said I put it over there earlier.
Yeah, yeah there you go. That's a little yeah, tone it down a little bit, and that's like the regular like talking to your mom voice. I love my mom, and you know I don't talk to her like that all the time, but I do catch myself sometimes when she's like bugging the shit out of me.
Yeah, when I became self-aware enough to know that I was doing that, I definitely tried my best to stop. And I think I break it out here and there, but...
Oh, you definitely do.
Oh,
we
you
all,
hear
we
it?
All, yeah, I hear everyone
Fuck.
Do it. All of my cousins do it. And I can't even be mad at it because I do it too. So we all do it. And it's I don't know if it's a disrespect thing or it's just that we grew up with our moms nagging us all the time.
Well, yeah, because like, yeah, moms nag. Like that's everyone, yeah. Everyone's mom.
They
nags,
be nagging.
Right? Everyone's mom that's around like nags them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think like to moms, like when they hear it, they're just like, here he goes again.
Yeah, I
was. This dude is disrespectful.
Yeah, I honestly think that.
I just birthed you.
Yeah, I just birthed you.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I just birthed you. And yeah. Look at you, fucking disrespecting.
You know how fine I'd be if I didn't birth you?
Fuck, you think, no, actually, you know what? I think moms, after they give birth, are, they're just, they elevate to another level of fineness.
I knew you were going to say this.
Did you?
Yeah.
You just think you fucking know me. It's true though. Like moms, the glow up.
Yeah,
that's the real glow up. To be real, that after birth life.
Yeah, that's a glow up for sure. For 18 years.
Damn, that after birth life. That sounds crazy.
After birth life.
Yeah,
I think moms. It's half and half. Like after birth, like that you get. I mean, damn, I don't want to body shame or mom shame. Whatever. They're either. They get the glow up or they get the glow down.
Yeah, I feel you.
It never plateaus. Yeah, it doesn't stay steady. Cruise control.
It's never neutral. It's just either you go up or you go down.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that shit must be hard to deal with. Like, you just gave birth and now it's like your shit is uncontrollable right now.
Yeah.
Respect to moms, dude.
What about dads, like dad bods? So I have a dad bod right now.
That's unforgivable.
If I have a child, do I get a dadder bod?
Probably. Probably because you're stressed.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fucking stressed.
Do you stress eat?
Do I stress eat? I don't even know.
I want to answer that for you.
I always eat fat food, so, like, I'm always stressed.
Yeah, you're just always fucking stress eating?
Like, before I got my hair cut yesterday, you saw how many gray hairs I had.
You had a lot, bro. Is that why you shaved your head?
Nah.
Yo, Jay, hold on. If you're watching this on YouTube, Jay completely shaved his head. He looks like a monk.
I got the monk.
He's rocking the one all around.
I got the Pharrell.
And, I think it looks good. I was definitely surprised that he got it. I thought he was going to get, you know, the trim up top, maybe the fade on the side.
I think it's weird that it's a surprise because I've been rocking a shaved head for like the last 3 months.
It's a surprise because, like, I don't get this all the time.
My brother was like, yo, I'm going to add your hairline to the thread of 20 worst hairlines.
Damn,
like,
your hairline's not even that bad.
It looks good.
It looks like a normal hairline.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a Nintendo cartridge or anything.
Is that what they were saying?
No, but like I've seen some that look like that.
It's not bad, bro. It's a good look for you. I think I do miss a little bit of hair up top.
Oh man.
Because it makes you look a little bit older. Oh, now so you look like a child star.
Do I look like I'm trying to stay young?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You're young though, dude.
Don't you want to ask for my ID?
Yo, speaking of IDs, last week on the pod, we talked about throwing our cousin Germ a surprise party.
Soiree.
And it was successful. He had no fucking clue that we were throwing him a surprise party, and it worked.
Yep. Yeah. Big surprise.
Big surprise. Egg surprise.
He got fucking drunk.
Yeah, he got egg surprise, dude. And my man was drunk. Video coming soon on YouTube to see, you know, the aftermath of that whole charade.
Is it charade? Is it done?
No, not yet. It's not finished. I had to do a few other videos before that, but that one will be coming
to a theater near you. Mm,
that would be actually kind of cool to like do a YouTube premiere in a movie theater.
Go to the theater to watch a vlog.
Yeah, to watch a 6-minute and 50-second vlog.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like what we see now anyway.
What do you mean?
Like, maybe some videos that are in like POV or whatever, or some movies that are POV. That's pretty much a vlog.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to vloggers, dude. That is, if you haven't tried vlogging, it's definitely not easy. One.
I think people think it's easy.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, okay. Let me just.
People think it's easy.
People think it's easy, and it is to a certain extent. It is easy to just document your entire life. Like if you're open and you don't mind being on camera. And you're not embarrassed by holding around a camera all the time, then it's fairly easy. Editing is another story, but the act of vlogging doesn't have to be hard.
Yeah. It ain't easy being cheesy.
It is hard to daily vlog, though. So that's why I really respect people who daily vlog.
I think, like, I guess if you're naturally doing interesting shit, then it'll be easy.
No, honestly, it's not even that. It's not even that you have to be doing interesting stuff. You just have to be interesting. in general.
So if you're interesting enough to make the mundane interesting,
yeah,
then you could
like
do whatever.
I think if you're just if you're being yourself, that's interesting. Like, you don't necessarily have to be like the most interesting person, but if you stay yourself while you're on camera, that's what's interesting. Because people really enjoy, at least for me, I love to see other people's lives, even if they're doing like the most mundane shit, like making breakfast.
You know what is
or
wild?
Getting a hand job.
Yo. Getting breakfast and getting a hand job at the same time.
Huh. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, that's Airbnb.
Ooh. Airbnb.
Hell yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Airbnb.
Got these fucking ideas, bro.
Okay.
Just give me the backing.
What were we going to say?
What was I going to say?
I don't know. Airbnb is fucking fire, though. That shit sounds like... Yo, that's like next level happy ending.
Yeah, because like you got someone.
That's
at the
like
spot.
A happy beginning.
Yo,
start
I mean,
your day. You know what I mean? Like,
wake up, get the nut off, wipe it off yourself,
and eat your breakfast.
And eat your breakfast.
Yeah, or eat your breakfast while it's still on you, dripping.
Dude. Oh hell no! Nah, I don't think I could be comfortable doing that.
Nah, you got socks on?
Yeah. No.
No socks?
He tried to trick me. You think I'm a narc? Yeah. I don't sleep with no motherfucking socks on.
Oh, you don't?
You do?
When it's cold.
Hell no, I just sleep with a blanket.
Man, you're missing out, dude.
Narcs.
Warm feet. Can't beat, dude.
Yeah, you can't beat. I can't beat my meat with socks.
So you gotta take, you got, if you're gonna smack one, you're taking your socks off?
More than likely, yeah.
You wear
so
tube socks?
If you come over the crib and I got no socks on, you know what fucking time it is.
Fuck. I know what fucking time it is, dude.
I got tube socks?
It's either pre or post for you.
Pre or post? Yeah, post J-O, I'm sorry.
Yo, speaking of pre, have you ever tried pre-workout?
Mm-mm. Sounds scary.
It's not, bro. It's just like drinking Bang. Just it's like drinking Bang, but with more emphasis on what you're about to do because you're about to go to the gym.
Okay, so what
instead
if you
of just drinking a Bang, just to fucking drink one and be hopped up for no reason?
I drank half a Bang today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're banged out right now.
Just a little bit.
You're banged out. You were getting your car fixed with Bang in your system.
What's past tense of Bang?
Bung. So you were banged out today.
A little bit, yeah.
And you got half at the house.
No, I just threw it away.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, so I'm at the dealership. I was getting my car fixed. I drank half the Bang. I had to go pee. So I was like, I don't want
to
drink the rest of
it. So you threw it away?
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do? I'm going to fucking throw it away.
You know how weird it feels to bring
food or drink? You probably threw it away in the trash can.
Hell yeah, I did. But you know, it feels so weird to bring food into the bathroom and then come back out and still eat it.
Bruh, you don't even eat Bang, you drink it, so it's different.
Or whatever it is. It feels like what I'm eating or drinking whatever
people,
I just let
you
out.
You think people are thinking you're drinking your own pee?
No, no one's thinking it, but I'm thinking it. Fuck what they're thinking.
I can't believe you threw it away, though.
What do you want? You want it?
I would have
wouldn't even drink
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would have preferred that you at least left it outside and then got it later or fucking went to your car and put it in there.
No, dude. You know what happens when girls leave their drinks at the bar? It comes back and it's roofied.
Man, dude, no one is fucking roofying you,
bro. PSA.
They might be doing the opposite of that for you. Whatever the opposite of roofie is, roofoise. They'll hit you with the roofoise.
The roofio? What's the opposite? I guess like Adderall.
Yeah. Ooh.
Adderall Bang? Hell no.
Adderall and Bang? We might have to try that. Adderall, Bang, and a blue chew before a pod? That might be the perfect storm.
Oh my god, your dick might fall off.
Yeah, dude, my dick is going to penetrate through this desk.
Shwing!
I'm going to have no desk. Yo, the other day, I was at Starbucks, right? I was working, minding my own business, and in the corner of my eye, I saw these people interviewing a girl for a job. So I took my headphones off and I was eavesdropping
a
little bit. And that's when I found out.
Wait, how close were they?
They were like a couple tables away.
All right.
And that's when I found out that I have like a new hobby of mine is to listen to people get interviewed for a job. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I would watch that actually. Like
right?
If there was like a series.
Yeah, like just. But it's like a real, like, it's not like some setup like where the interviewee knows that they're getting filmed and interviewed.
Yeah,
they have to be genuinely getting interviewed and being filmed on the low so that you get the genuine reaction.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that stems from you really enjoying Casting Couch?
Yeah, that's funny though, because I don't enjoy Casting Couch. Right. Homemade Casting Couch, maybe.
Homemade Casting Couch?
Like a couple's like trying to role play and like, you know, pretend.
Oh, okay.
But not like the legit Casting Couch.
Okay. I thought I was onto something.
No.
So did she get the job?
I don't know, dude. She was doing pretty good.
What was it even for? Starbucks?
Yeah, a barista.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. I'm getting an interview for Firestone.
Last question for the interview. Are you okay with smelling like shit after every shift?
Yo, that's crazy that they smell like shit after every shift.
Like, it doesn't smell like shit when you go in.
It doesn't. It smells
when you
really
leave,
good.
Yeah, it smells really good. But when you leave, you smell like...
You smell like burnt acid.
Yeah, that's what you smell like. Yeah. You smell like the clutch went out and you just bathed in it.
Yeah, it's a wild... That makes me think, like, how bad is that coffee for you, you know? Like, how bad is that? That it makes you smell not good.
But it does bad smell equal bad for you?
Bad smell equal bad for you.
I think cologne smells like shit, but everyone wears it.
That's true. Damn, I should have put some on before the pod.
Nah, I'll be talking to you like this.
It doesn't attract you to other men?
Nah, hell no.
Not even a little bit?
No.
What about when your friends wear it?
I'm just like, dog, can you... You're loud.
How about perfume?
When girls rock perfume? Uh-huh. Nah, I don't like that either.
Are you...
I'd rather just put the smelly
Isn't that the same thing? On. It smells.
Nah, but perfume... Perfume and cologne...
Sweet perfume. Not like the old woman perfume.
If smells could have like a wavelength, right? Mm-hmm. Perfume and cologne is always fucking peaking.
So you just don't like the pungentness.
Yeah, there's
but
a
if it was sweet
track.
Perfume that kind of resembles lotion, then you fuck with it.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell. So
don't you really? I really enjoy when women walk by and they smell really nice.
Yeah, like they just washed their hair that day.
Oh man, it's the best.
Yeah,
nothing, I'm guilty nothing. Of. I don't know if this is creepy or not.
It's creepy.
Oh, fuck.
If you gotta ask, it's creepy. Before even
if I'm not, even if everyone does it. And I'm just not.
All right, go ahead and say it, and I'll see.
So, like, when women walk by, not saying this happens all the time, but happens pretty often. If I'm sitting down and a woman walks by, I'll wait a couple seconds and I'll smell, because you don't get it right away, right? You don't get the whiff right away of how they smell. There's usually like a 2 to 3 second delay. So they've walked by 2 to 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3.
And so you like purposely time your breath
a little bit, yeah,
to see if it smells.
Uh-huh. To see if they smell good.
I don't do that. That's a little creepy.
How is that creepy? I'm not. It's not even like a. It's not even like. It's a very subtle. You know.
Oh shit! A girl's coming by.
No, you don't do that.
No, I don't do
you
that.
You fucking liar, dude.
I don't do
swear,
that.
If I catch you doing that, bro, I'm calling you out. Hell He's no. smelling you. No, but honestly, dude, that's like you. Like that just makes that takes a girl from like maybe like a 3 to definitely like an 8. A 3 to an 8, just from how they smell?
I mean, yeah, I prefer, I'd much rather have you smell good than smelling like shatheed.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all would, you know?
Yeah, that's a...
Would you rather men smell good, smell bad, or smell like cologne?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, what would you rather have me smell like, bad or cologne?
I guess cologne.
So you do like cologne?
No. It's just a preference over you smelling like the fucking gym.
Yeah. Damn, you don't like the smell of the gym?
Hell no.
When's the last time you
smelled...
Anyone
likes the smell of a gym?
When's the last time you smelled a gym, bro?
A long time. That's probably why I don't want to go.
Yo, low-key, I think we should take you one day.
Nah, dude. You don't even go to the same gym with everyone anymore.
Well, my gym is closed right now, so I have to go to the other gym.
Why is it closed?
We're moving.
To a bigger location?
Yeah, right across the street from the gym that I'm going to.
Oh my god, it's gonna be just like Good Burger and Mondo Burger.
Yeah, bro, it's gonna be a good time. I hope there's a lot of ladies at the new gym, bro, because there's not a lot of ladies at the one that I used to go to.
Not to like gender shame or anything. But
even
like,
though it's not essential for other women to be at the gym, but the fact that there's some estrogen in the area. I don't even have to look at them, but the fact that they're there, it definitely motivates me.
Yeah, I heard someone like the other day saying like when women are at the gym, it's just like pre-workout.
Yeah, it's 100%. Even if they're not attractive to you, it just helps you for some reason.
You just got to get your like toxic masculinity on, like mm-hmm. pump it out.
Yeah. You know how I feel about
There's people watching.
There's something about people watching you, you know? It's really
horny.
I don't really like that word, but yeah.
This dude's horny.
Yo, shout out to Shawn Mendes for landing that Calvin Klein modeling gig.
Speaking of horny.
My man is here, let's pull up the, we have the pictures right here. Oh, my man is shirtless, rocking some Calvin Klein. He got, dude, he has a nice set of abs. You know, definitely doesn't look like Wiz Khalifa's abs.
But, no, Wiz Khalifa definitely got better.
Yeah,
abs.
He has some. My man's in the kitchen. Yo, Shawn Mendes looks like he's been working out, bro.
Yo, I forgot that Shawn Mendes, like, this is what Shawn Mendes looks like, and I've seen him a bunch of times, but I stay forgetting what he looks like.
You forgot he was a handsome dude?
No, like, if we saw him out and about, I wouldn't even be like, yo, Shawn Mendes, what's popping?
Holy shit, my man is handsome.
Man, he got on Calvin Klein after Raf Simons left. This is lame.
Yo, did you see, who was it? Like the whole ASAP mob on, was it Calvin Klein? Or
they're on Calvin and I think
Gap?
DKNY.
Yeah, DKNY. I remember Schoolboy was like clowning the shit out of all of them when they were on.
I think he's like calling them a boy band or something.
Yeah, they did look like a fucking boy band, yeah, though. I would not mind seeing Bruno Mars on any of those you know, fronts.
You're also a really big Bruno fan.
Because, dude, he's gonna be, when he goes down, it sucks that it's gonna be like, it's gonna go down this way, but maybe he might be alive when he'll get his roses for being such a great performer and songwriter and producer and executive producer and all of that. So I think in the future he's gonna be a legend.
People are praising the shit out of his Cardi B collaborations lately, but I do think that his Coke incident that was here a few years ago.
Whoa.
Stopped some of his momentum.
I mean, it didn't stop the momentum for me. I didn't even know about that.
Oh, all right.
He had a coke.
And that's
incident?
Just to me, I guess. But yeah, like he got caught with coke at like Hard Rock or something like that.
And that kind of turned you off.
No,
maybe
I mean,
he was just holding it for somebody.
Yeah, free Ty Dolla Sign, man.
Oh, is that why he's locked up?
Yeah, for having coke in Georgia or something like that.
And it wasn't his. Or he was just holding it.
I'm sure it's his.
Fuck. That might be that new hitter, dude. I mean, I might need to try a little bit of that.
I mean, yeah, from what I hear, it sounds cool.
Honestly, the after effects, though, don't sound as fun.
Yeah, I don't like having boogers. Mm. There's got to be other ways to use it.
I think if you just stick it in your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Advice for most things.
Orally ingested coke?
Yeah, bro. I think that's a thing.
Have you heard of parachuting?
No, what's that?
It's like, I don't know what you put it in, but you put whatever substance of choice and you put up your butt.
Oh, to like take it like, yeah, overseas, like, or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not necessarily, but to get lit.
Oh, to ingest it.
Yeah, to ingest.
Oh.
Because I guess it's like super streamlined to the bloodstream.
So how would you do that with alcohol?
You're just butt chug.
You're just shooting alcohol in your ass. You're like, hands are on the floor, like spread, cheeks spread, and you're like, all right, I'm ready.
All right, give
and
me a shot.
Just start like point. Yo, that sounds
horrible.
Disgusting.
Yo, fuck that.
No, but honestly though, if it's gonna get you the same lit as if you were to like just ingest it normally, then I think, you know.
Okay, maybe alcohol is a bad one to do it with.
Yeah, other substances.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure if you stick a bunch of weed down your ass, you're not going to get high.
Yeah, it's like chewing on stems.
Get high, baby.
Yo, nice.
People that do that probably sit down while they pee.
Oh, pff, yo.
And you sit down while you pee.
I definitely
sit. Probably, I feel like you sit down the other way. And you
yo, sitting down on the toilet the other way?
Yeah, you're like riding the toilet while you pee. I need to hear this. Why do you sit down while you pee?
Okay, I don't sit down every time I pee, but
what's the percentage here?
I'm gonna go with,
he gulps, so he's gonna lie.
40%.
So 60%.
I sit down when I pee.
Okay, why do you do that?
Okay, one, I do it.
You like the sensation?
No, one, I do it when I have a boner. So that's pretty often.
Okay, I can respect that.
And then two, if I sit down, I also get to be on my phone.
You can't be on your phone while standing?
No. I might drop it.
You can't drop it while you're sitting?
Not in the toilet. All right. Third, if I happen to poop, cool. I just save time. There's a lot of benefits.
I've never gone to the bathroom to pee.
There's a lot of benefits.
I'm like, oh, I got to poo too. Might as well do that.
Never?
Never.
Probably because you only poop like once a week.
No, that's actually the farthest from the further far. Couldn't be further from the
truth. I poop like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Good for you. Oh, you do?
No. I do. Nice. I see what you did there.
I'm fucking nice at this.
I'm at like, you know, the two X a day.
2X a day?
Yeah.
They say you're supposed to go like shortly after you eat.
Yeah, I do go after I eat. Usually when I eat a lot of broccoli.
Oh yeah, huh? I didn't even realize that.
When's the last time you had broccoli? When's the last time you had a vegetable?
Let me think about that seriously.
It's been a while.
It definitely wasn't yesterday.
Yeah, if you got to fucking think about it like that.
What was yesterday? Friday?
Yeah. Definitely wasn't vegetable day.
Thursday. Potato.
That's not even a vegetable.
Hold on. Someone try to tell this man a potato is not a vegetable. What is it then?
It's a root.
Roots are vegetables. What do you think? Do you consider daikon a vegetable?
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know what it is, but I don't even know how it grows.
Do you think beets are vegetables?
Do they have seeds?
No.
Fuck. I don't know. Are they? I didn't know. No, yeah. I don't think potatoes are vegetables.
Okay. Someone's going to say like, yeah, it's a spud. But look it up. It's a vegetable.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look. Let's do a live.
Jamie, pull that up.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Is
a potato a vegetable? Looks like you've Googled this before.
Nah.
A vegetable is the edible portion of a plant. Vegetables are usually grouped according to the portion of the plant that is eaten, such as leaves, lettuce, roots,
fuck. Tubers.
So potatoes are a vegetable?
Yeah, dude. Pull up the facts.
Wow. FAQs. Wow. They're tubers.
Yeah,
we're related, dude.
I'm a YouTuber. Pictures of potato.
Wow. Look. Potatoes are not a vegetable.
The Little Potato Company.
See? Potatoes are just a starchy carb.
Nah.
Potatoes are nutritious, are not nutritious at all.
April Fools.
Oh, wow.
You just got. This is a prime example of confirmation bias. If you look up whatever you want to look up, you're going to find the answer to support whatever you're looking up.
Yeah, I bet you if I looked up how is potato not a vegetable, I'd probably find hella shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I guess you learn something new every day, you know?
Yeah, you learn something new when you're with me because I'm always fucking right.
Dude, a potato is a vegetable?
Hang on. On the last pod, your last pod promo, you asked if the story I told was true.
I was just asking.
I feel you. But yes, it's true.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to get mad that I was questioning your faith.
My faith?
Yeah.
You don't have to question my faith. It's
pretty fucked. It's
it's hardly there, so
okay, I feel it. I want to talk about this real quick. People that are self-aware enough to that are straight, right? People that are straight that are self-aware enough to make gay jokes are usually the people that I can get along with well.
Okay.
And maybe not necessarily gay jokes, but maybe I'm really just saying self-aware people in general.
Yeah.
But I thought about this the other day, and when people make gay jokes, but they're not gay, which is nothing wrong with being gay, and you make a gay joke, I usually get along with those people.
Yeah, I think, so people that tend to make those kind of jokes generally have a personality that you can mesh with because that shows other tendencies that they might have that you might relate with.
Yeah, Dr. J over here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real psychological.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know what I can get from that, though.
Like, at... No, like that's like how you hit it off with someone you just meet pretty fast.
So just hit them with a gay joke and see how they react.
I mean, should you do that?
I don't know. What if they just come on to me? Or come on me?
I mean, shit. Knowing you, you might welcome it now.
Yeah. I mean, no.
No, at my mysterious job, right? I was helping somebody, and then they started making like gay jokes because their husband is
sus,
like does sus shit with his cousin.
Okay.
And I was like, yo,
me too.
I feel him, like I know what it is. Yeah. Already.
And she was like, y'all are gay.
And, and then like the rest of the time helping this person out, we got along really well.
Ah,
yeah.
So because she was in that world of gayness,
like, but the jokes didn't even happen in the beginning, it happened later, but like the whole time it was just cool. So I don't know. There is something to that with the personality of those people.
Yeah, I think it's just because they're self-aware, they know how to take a joke, and
I guess generally they'll be pretty funny.
They don't take things too seriously.
Yeah.
But then there's a fine line with the whole taking things too seriously, right? You can, I think it's good to not take things too seriously, but when you joke too much, then that's a problem.
Yeah. That's where self-awareness comes in again. You got to be self-aware to know when the joke you're doing is not hitting.
Yeah, read the crowd, as they would say.
Yeah, some people can't, crowd dude. Reading, some people can't read the atmosphere.
That could be a class. Crowd reading? Right?
Yeah.
You think you could teach that?
I could teach that.
Are you a good crowd reader?
I think I could read body language.
Mm. You could read my body language? Assess me real quick.
You want to flirt.
It does look like I want to flirt. I got my legs crossed, but they look like they're ready to be opened. I'm fucking facing you.
You have like your weightlifting sweater on. Like, yeah. I'm buff, bro.
Yeah.
Like, dang, okay, I know you work out, dude.
Fuck, dude, it's funny that I'm facing you. You're not even facing me.
No, we're supposed to be potting right now, and not facing each other. I mean, Joe Rogan faces all his guests.
There's something about facing somebody like while you're sleeping that's like really intimate.
While you're sleeping?
Yeah. Like if we were sleeping next to each other, would you face me?
No. I'm facing
back,
the other way.
Your back is... Because you would want me to spoon you.
No. I just don't want to face you.
But like, you're inviting the spoon, though.
No, I'm not. That's not inviting. That's creepy. Just because I have my back to you does not invite the spoon.
How do you invite the spoon? You like scoot back a little bit and like
wiggle your tush.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
no. Yeah, you wiggle your tush.
No, not me literally, but people that are trying to welcome it.
Yeah. So you wiggle your tush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you're not, then you're just not.
I'm just there.
You're
like,
just blank.
And then you start doing it when I didn't ask for it.
Then it's creepy.
Then cancel culture is coming in, bro. You out.
I might have to sniff you too while we're at it.
Did he wash his hair today? Oh man, he shaved it all off.
Yeah, you definitely can't smell you. Nobody could smell you when you walk by. For sure.
All I smell like is Old Spice.
Is that what you rock?
Yeah.
You rock the Terry Crews?
I rock the Terry Crews. I've been rocking it for like 5 years.
Is it because you got it in sex ed?
Nah. What did we get in sex ed? We got the white joints, the one that stains your shirts all the time.
Fuck.
So fuck that.
You rock with the blue clear gel.
Yeah, the blue glue that supposedly gives
blue
you cancer.
Glue. Sponsor the pod, blue glue.
Yo, I used to I don't know how, but I used to like color my glue.
What?
Like you leave
before you put it in your mouth?
No. Just like I don't know why I wanted colored glue, but like you leave a crayon in your glue, and then for some reason the glue adapts to that color.
You were a weird kid.
Dang, dude, I can't be creative.
No, dude, there's a fine line between creative and fucking weird.
Yo, I don't like using or like hearing or using the word creative as a noun. You know what I mean?
Can you use an example?
Like,
give me an example.
I'm a creative.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It sounds really off to me. Like, it sounds kind of like I'm an artiste.
Yeah, but really, you're just an artist.
Yeah, we ain't any different, bro.
Yeah, I feel you, though. Like, I'm a creative. Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. But me and other creatives, you know, we just do this.
Yeah, you make it feel like they put themselves on a pedestal by saying they're creative.
Or I don't know if they literally are, or I'm just interpreting it that way.
You're just upset at them because they see themselves as creative when it's not something you're supposed to call yourself.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to let other people say that about you.
Yeah, but I do say stuff about myself that other people should say about me, but I say it for myself anyways.
So you're contradicting yourself right now.
A little bit.
I mean, we're all walking
big hypocrites.
We're all what's the difference between contradiction and hypocrite?
Hypocrite is doing something, I guess, like against what you preach or whatever.
Okay, and then contradicting is
damn, they might be the same thing.
Yeah, isn't it the same thing? Like if I'm gonna contradict myself, I'm gonna go against what I just said or what I've said previously.
Yeah.
So hypocrite and I feel like hypocrites contradict, like the act of a hypocrite is contradicting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because a hypocrite is, I guess, I don't even know what kind of word that is. Fuck English. But the contradiction is the verb part of it.
Mm.
A hypocrite contradicts himself.
Big hypocrite.
Big hypocrite. Big critterous.
Big critterous.
What's up, shawty?
Big Crit. I always gotta say that at least once when I say Big Crit. Sorry. Respect to Big Crit. Love you. Yo, you were just foaming at the mouth just now.
Was I?
Yeah.
Don't zoom on it.
You were just foaming.
I look like a rabid dog.
Yeah. Yo, man.
Be rabid.
Yo, be... Nice, dude. You're on a fucking roll, bro.
I'm good, dude. You might give me half the bang.
You might be on that blue chew, dude. New bang flavor, blue chew.
Oh, it just tastes like blue.
Yeah.
Like, I like blue Gatorade.
I do like blue. I just don't like how it stains your teeth.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Like, and stains your lips. I mean, your lips and your tongue. It's just like a blue Jolly Rancher.
Stain, yeah, for sure.
They stain. They stay stain.
Yeah.
You know? Stay stain.
I got you, bro. Okay.
Sustain. I know we weren't supposed to say this, but what else we got on here?
How is... We're going to edit this part.
How is... We got nothing, bro. We're running out of things to talk about. Dude, this reminds me of that one time. I don't know if I've said this before, and I gotta stop fucking saying that.
What?
I don't know if I've said this before, or we've talked about this last time, or I was thinking about this earlier. I gotta stop saying those.
Are those
three
like fillers?
Things.
But what if they're true?
No, they are true, but I feel like that's like, those are typical podcast things to say. Like, we've talked about this before, or I've been thinking about this.
Typical podcast like, why do you things. Have to, we're like, doing a podcast.
Like, why do you have to announce that you've been thinking about this before?
I got a prepositional phrase the shit out of everything we say.
Okay, anyways, in high school, right? Freshman year. I used to get a ride from these people in my neighborhood, and it was like maybe like the second week of school.
At the old house?
No, here.
Oh, here.
At the,
okay.
The house we're currently at. We get to school, right? I don't really have any friends. I didn't have friends freshman year, so I stuck with them during before the bell rang. We sat down in the courtyard, and one of the siblings got up and went to go talk to some other friends. So it was just me and the other person, his sister. And it was quiet for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And she was like she like turned away and like said to herself, like, man, what are we gonna talk about here?
Really?
Yeah.
And then you stopped hanging out with them after that?
No, I was just like, oh shit, I can't believe I just heard that. Like, now it's weird.
Now it's really
I was already
weird.
Feeling weird, yeah, to begin with.
But if you hear it,
if I hear it,
it's super weird.
And I don't think we said anything after that. And there was like at least 6 minutes left before the bell rang.
They took you to school for the rest of the year?
Yeah. They did.
That's wild, dude. Yeah. Freshman, I mean, we had similar freshman year experiences, dude.
Yeah, no friends?
Yeah, I just moved here. I didn't know anybody.
Damn, that's it. That makes it easier for you. I mean, that makes it more acceptable for you, though, because you just moved here, and I've been here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You've been here, didn't have no friends.
No, that's wrong. I didn't just move to this house when I was a freshman.
Oh, yeah, you moved.
All the homies went to another school, so.
Yeah, fuck
that.
That
shit is not, I would say that was a pretty rough time in my life.
Yeah, I feel you. It didn't feel like it, like, at the time, like, because I guess I was just trying to get through it, but when I look back on it, it affected me.
It was hard. First world problem for sure, yeah. But going through school without friends, like, passing periods are a little hard, before first period's a little hard, especially if you get there a little early. Lunch is tough, especially on the first day.
Oh man, goodness. That sucked.
That sucked. I remember, like, the first couple weeks, I would just walk around. Like, and not eat lunch and sit down with
everybody. Because I didn't know how to get lunch. So literally, I just sat next to the door right by my class.
Really?
Yeah, just until the next class started.
Damn, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Did you almost cry for yourself?
No.
No? You didn't feel bad for yourself?
No, I was just sitting there, and I was just like, man.
And you didn't have a phone then. I remember I had a Razor back then. So
I had a phone.
It wasn't like I could go on
but
Twitter.
I only had like 30 texts a month or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Me too. Yeah, so there wasn't really, and all your homies are across, you know. Overseas.
I don't know what I did. I was probably a fucking nerd and did my homework.
Damn. But like, that's the thing though, too. Like, if it's early in the semester.
There's no homework.
Yeah, you guys don't have homework.
No syllabus.
Yeah, just sibilance.
Syllabus.
Damn, that's, yo, shout, if you're listening to this and you're still in school, just know that you're not alone. Literally, you're alone, but
It gets better, dude.
In the world, though, you're not alone, because Jay and I have gone through that, and just know, we know what it feels like to be alone. So just be thankful that you have, if you have a phone, if you have an iPhone and you got service, yeah, go on the internet, just be on your phone.
Appreciate,
bro,
you have a phone.
Yeah, because back then, you know what we did when we didn't have phones? We just fucking sat there.
I guess that's why I was drawing.
You were drawing? You know when people say draw?
Yeah.
I draw.
Yeah, I was drawing the other day.
Oh, my God. This girl in my first grade used to say that all the time, and I'd be like, it's not drawing. It's drawing.
And would she ever retort?
No, I think she was... Shout out to the girl, though, that put me on to pencil grips. You know about those?
Oh.
Like the things that you put around your pencil and,
yeah,
you know?
That's why, yeah, I think I'm aware of them now. Yeah.
And she was like trying to put me on and say, like, you have better handwriting if you put the pencil grip over your pencil. And
did it work?
Honestly, it didn't. But you know what?
No, nah, but like, I feel cutie, it though, because, so, like, really?
Yeah.
But like, when you
she's
write.
She's married now. Okay. Anyways.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know the guy?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I've had dreams about the guy.
Dude, hold on. No, really? Do you know the guy?
Yeah, I do.
Did you really have dreams about the guy?
Yeah. I'm being dead
Are
ass,
you
bro.
Friends?
No.
Why'd you dream of him?
I don't know. Maybe because I really liked the girl. Uh-oh. And I just never... And I saw her at... I think she was here in town over the summer, and mm-hmm. she was at the gym a few times. Yeah, with her dude.
Dude,
so,
it's...
Fuck that dude.
It's only when girls get married for some reason that you're, I don't know, DMing each other, and then it's like, yeah, I had a crush on you too, and you're like, bruh.
Yeah, you're already getting married.
You've already been married. You're just trying to get this little tease before you get married.
Has it happened to you? Almost.
No.
Okay. You're just speaking from other people's experiences.
Yeah.
And what you thought was going on in the world.
Yeah. Because I don't really know what's going on in the world.
No, no, no. I'm sure it's happening right now, though. I'm sure it's... Because let me say this.
Okay, yes. It has happened.
Let me say this. I think this is a real theory.
Go ahead.
I think when girls get married, or, you know, when guys too, but I'm going to say a majority of girls, when they get married and... you know, it's getting close to that time. I think there's a little bit of regret in there. I think they start thinking of the dudes that...
Like the cold feet thing?
Is that what cold feet is?
I don't know if cold feet is exactly thinking like, oh man, I could have had all these dudes though.
Yeah, I think that maybe, I'm going to say 80% of women probably go through that a little bit before they get married. Like they're thinking about all the dudes that they could have hooked up with, or maybe it could have been another dude that they're getting married to. And then... You know, for some it goes away, and then maybe some of those women carry it into the marriage, and then that's why it falls apart in the end.
Damn.
I could be a fucking therapist,
You're really
bro.
Thinking about this.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, I agree. I think girls, like, think about all the guys they could have got with. But, I mean, you get married, you just got to suck it up, dude. Yeah. Suck his dick.
Yeah, for real. Man up, bro. S that D.
Oh, the marriage isn't working? I guess I got.
There's only so much you could do with, you know, with oral.
Wow.
You know?
Nah. I mean, yeah. There is so much you could do, but yeah. I mean, you could be good at
you
it.
You only got one hole. The mouth hole. Might have to start going into ear jobs.
Oh my God. Ear
start
jobs.
Start rimming the ear.
You started smashing like some gauges.
Yeah, start doing it like it's a Q-tip. Just like ringing out your ear.
That is fucking disgusting,
dude. I'm so sorry if these parts of the podcast like really offend you, you know, like the vulgar parts where we start talking about stuff like that. And
yeah,
but this is like, you know, this is our chance to like to just be free.
Hey, maybe, yo, maybe this is why we're not growing that fast,
because
because of the dick jokes.
Yeah, it doesn't even happen that often though.
It's okay, every episode.
It does happen every... We did get a complaint about it already, that we talk about porn too much on here.
And twice.
We have cut that down a little bit.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it once
we
today.
We talk about real life. This is real life.
This is what... When I don't know if any girls listen to this, but when your boyfriend is saying, I'm hanging out tonight, this is exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Dick jokes.
Yeah. All kinds of weird stuff. All kinds of weird talk.
Honestly, lots of toxic masculinity.
This is something that me and Jay have been thinking about doing too, is the after pod, Because, like, there's some stuff that me and Jay talk about after the pod that's pretty spicy, too.
Yeah.
You know, we come up with some pretty spicy topics when this mic is in front of our...
Yeah, it's because, I guess, after going through the pod, and then we're still in rhythm after the pod.
Yeah, I'm going to start talking about some shit.
So
we might just have to, like, lav up, you know? And then, like, well, all right, guys, that's the end of the podcast. And then, you know, and then we start the next podcast, but it's, like, the after pod.
Yeah, I guess a whole the separate
after,
one.
The after potty, if you will.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fire.
Yeah.
The after potty? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Damn, your hands are warm.
The after potty. Yeah, yours are fucking clammy, dude.
Yeah, they always feel like this.
Dude, you're like...
I need iron.
You're in... What do they call it? When you're dead? What do they do to your body? They stuff you?
Okay, last time I said emulsion, right?
Yeah, you're that's the wrong right word. Now. Oh, is it?
Yeah, I looked it up. Now I forgot the new word, though.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I'm taxidermied up.
Yeah, what do they call it when they put you in the Bunsen burner?
Cooked.
No. Wait, what is it called?
When you're put in the Bunsen burner?
No. When they throw you in the pit and you get
cremated.
Cremated. Yeah, you're pre-cremation right now. Yeah. You're so cold.
Okay, you know what? When I pass, right? And I don't know, you're still my friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead of like burying me or crematorying me, just like stuff my just like stuff the body, right? And then like hang me up like a animal
you hunted. Like just walk into the room, hey, what up, Jay? And just continue your day like you're not there.
Ain't shit changed but the address, yeah. Bro.
Oh my god. I don't think I could stuff you, to be real. Like I might have to put you outside.
Yeah, man. Stuffed crust.
That might be kind of fire if I put you outside and make you hold a sign.
Hell no.
I'm dead. In quotes.
In quotes.
In quotes.
When I'm dead goes too far.
Oh. Yo, that might be a good video, bro.
No, it's not.
Nah,
you're gonna get the Logan Paul reaction.
Oh, that's true. No, but you're my dude though. Like that wasn't Logan Paul's dude. You're my dude.
Nah. There was this one time, remember when we were at South Point?
And then
we saw that.
Oh,
okay, we're at South Point, right? Y'all Las Vegas people know what it is. But
it's a casino.
We're at South Point and we're eating
steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs after midnight or whatever. And then we saw this mom. Fuck, it's kind of invasive. Anyways, she was eating with like a fathead, like a cutout poster of like
her son.
What we were thinking was her son. Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, and she was eating, and then I think they even ordered him food.
Yeah, he had his own food.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird, bro.
Wild.
It made me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's also just, you know, that's just my fault, not their fault.
Yeah, that's not their fault.
Yeah.
Everyone mourns differently.
Yeah, everybody mourns differently. Unless he was really alive, and like, they just like to bring him around everywhere.
Yeah, in that case, fuck that.
Yeah, in that case, wow. We are running out of time. Maybe we should extend this, you know? I think we could probably extend this to like an hour.
Yeah, I don't believe that anchor limit you told me, dude. I think you just didn't want me to.
It's real. You really can't go past an hour. I was being dead ass about that.
I want to test the limits.
Okay, let's test the limits. Not with this one, though.
Yeah, another time.
Is there anything you'd like to say to our fellow last-minute listeners? Because we got to call these people the last-minute listeners. Because if you make it to the end of the pod, that means you're really a fan.
Yeah, salute to you. I think if you made it this far, go ahead and tell your barber you love him. Or your hair salonist.
Okay. I respect that.
If it's yourself, I guess more reason to love yourself. Yeah, that's pretty tight.
That's a good note to end on.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of the podcast. Please visit familymartpodcast.com to see our website. We put a lot of work into it. And you know, we had a lot of complications, but we C-sectioned that thing out. And,
We prevailed.
So familymart.com, familymartpodcast.com. Go check it out. Follow us on Instagram. We're almost at 200 followers. We're almost at episode 100.
Getting there.
We're getting there, bro. We're getting better. We're halfway there.
We're a quarter there.
Sorry. Yeah, right. We're only on episode. God.
Quick math.
Fuck. I'm not good with the quick math. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. We'll see you guys next time, Tuesday, 6 a.m. PST. Shout out to my people with PTSD.
Nice.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Let's get it.
Peace.
Peace.